Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Pan's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter of 2014 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/IR, with respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Ignacio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Ignacio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco Pan and its subsidiaries for the 2014 results. Starting with the highlights on page three, we see that Pan has maintained a positive trend in the indicators that are most important to its growth. The monthly credit origination average was 1.9 billion reais on the fourth Q of 2014, 43% higher than the previous quarter and 41% higher than the same quarter of 2013. It is important to mention two factors here. The last quarter is seasonally strong, and regulatory changes on the payroll loans impacted this specific quarter significantly. In a few slides, we'll see the origination breakdown. And looking to the entire year, the monthly average was 1.4 billion reais, 17% bigger than the average of 2013. The credit portfolio with retained results ended this quarter at 17.5 billion reais, even having assigned 2.5 billion, growing almost 7% over the previous quarter and 15.5% over the same quarter of 2013. And this is the portfolio that drives the bank's expansion. The quality in credit concession is a priority. This can be verified by the increase in the percentage of contracts with ratings between AA and C, which represented 91.4%, increasing over the two comparable quarters. In a similar line, our net ALL expenses totaled 677 million in 2014, almost 15% lower than the one presented in 2013, even growing the portfolio by almost 16% year-over-year. This shows that we have been expanding our business in a conservative manner in terms of credit origination. Regarding our net interest margin, it was 14.2% on the fourth Q, 5 percentage points higher than the previous quarter and 2.6% 2.6 percentage points higher than the fourth Q of 2013, influenced by different amounts and mixes of credit assignments without recourse made in each quarter. This last quarter of 2014, Pan presented a consolidated profit of 226.5 million reais, mainly because of the conclusion of the insurance company sale, which contributed with 232 million net results. Thus, we ended 2014 with a profit of 7.8 million reais compared with a net loss of almost 152 million reais in 2013. This was very important to the bank, and we'll keep originating good quality assets and increasing the portfolio that will increase interest revenues. With this net income, our shareholders' equity stood at 3.6 billion of reais, and our Basel ratio stood at 18.7% percent, with 13% common equity Tier 1. Now moving to the to the next slide, we have the breakdown of net interest margin in the P&L statement. Looking at the line of revenue from financial intermediation as a whole, we notice an increase in 2014, mainly due to the larger credit portfolio with retained results. The line of lending operations includes also the revenues from credit assignments that, although we're made in a greater volume in 2014, we're also made in a different mix and less favorable interest rate scenario. If we exclude these credit assignment effects, lending revenues would have increased 20% in 2014 against a 16% increase in the portfolio. Fund expenses should be analyzed along with the income from derivative and financial instruments. Overall, they increased nominally, but relatively they reduced. The average of funding balance increased 16% in 2014, and the CDI rate rose 34% year over year. So this would justify a 50% increase in those expenses, but we only saw a 44% increase. The ALL expenses came lower in the annual comparison, even with the credit portfolio increasing, reflecting here again the improvement in credit quality. And with all these factors, the gross profit from financial intermediation for 2014 was 1.2 billion of reais. Here, this reduction in the annual comparison relates to the comments regarding credit assignments. Additionally, income from operations presented this variation because of some non-recurring revenues in 2013. And following the statement, we noticed that the impact of insurance sale led the net income to 7.8 million of reais in 2014. In the second table, we have the net interest margin, and it is worth highlighting the growth of volume of credit operations, which is what we see here at the bank. As I said, 2014 credit assignments without recourse were made in a less favorable interest rate scenario and also in a different mix. So this reflected in those changes in the net interest margin, resulting in 11.2% in 2014, but with a stronger 4Q because of the increase in the credit assignments, leading the NIM to 14.2%. On the next page, we have the chart with the quarterly asset origination and a table with the monthly average origination segregated by product. In the fourth Q, we originated 5.7 billion in new loans, representing a monthly average of 1.9 billion in the quarter, 43% more than the origination of the previous quarter. Clearly, this increase was driven mainly by payroll loans that increased almost 80% in the quarter due to those regulatory changes that I mentioned. And also seasonal effects also influenced the products as a whole. Corporate loans increased 57%, real estate 21%, and vehicles increased 15%, even considering the its particular environment. In the annual comparison, the average monthly origination was 1.4 billion in 2014, an increase of 17% over the 1.2 billion in 2013. And this shows another level of origination that the bank is now settled. On page 6, we have the composition of the loan portfolio. In the first table, we see that vehicle financing remains as the main segment in the bank, representing 42% of the on-balance portfolio, but the other business lines are growing, showing the diversification that we seek here. In second, we have the corporate portfolio with 24% share, followed by payroll loan portfolio that keeps increasing and which closed this quarter with 22% of the total portfolio, more than doubling its share over this year. And other products accounted for 12% of the portfolio. The credit portfolio with retained results ended the year at 17.5 billion of reais, as we see in the lower left chart, showing an increase of almost 7% in the last quarter, over the last quarter, and more than 15% more than the balance observed in December 13. And here we can notice a significant evolution since the first Q of 2011, and our origination capacity goes beyond this, because we always have to keep in mind that we assigned credits during this period. The good quality of the loan portfolio, as shown in the lower right chart, continues to benefit from the more conservative posture in the origination of new loans, which have been adopted since the start of the new management in 2011. And here also there is an impact coming from portfolio diversification and more robust criteria in credit granting. On page 7, we show an analysis of the bank's costs and expenses. In the annual comparison, we had an increase of 4%, while accumulated inflation for the period was 6.4%, keeping falling in real terms. And the increase that we see on the quarter, over the third quarter of 2014, was influenced by the incorporation of employees coming from promoters, which in turn will reduce the cost of origination regarding commissions, and also by a higher tax burden related to the higher revenue on the credit assignments that we saw in this quarter. In the chart below, ALL expenses were 237 million in the fourth Q, presenting a nominal increase. Credit recovery remained as an important positive contribution to our results, with a 72 million revenue in the fourth Q. And so net ALL expenses increased to 165 million of reais. And this relates to the greater amount of disbursements that we saw in corporate loans. When we talk about individuals' portfolio, there was a reduction on the expenses of 1%. And even growing nominally the ELL net expenses, it reduced when compared to the credit portfolio, and this is what is more important to the bank. On slide 8, we have information on vehicle loans. As we can see in the top figure, we have maintained the originations distribution between dealers and resellers stable. The picture on the bottom left shows the high diversification degree on our vehicle loans origination, with low concentration by economic groups. For example, the 10 largest groups account for only 14% of our origination. The bar chart shows the evolution of quarterly origination, and in the line, you can find the portfolio's evolution. In this quarter, we granted 1.9 billion of reais in new loans, 15% more than the previous quarter. In 2014, we granted 6.7 billion of reais, pretty much in line with 2013. And the portfolio has reduced due to the credit assignments linked to compulsory deposits. On page 9, we bring two important charts with the evolution of the delinquency per vintage of vehicle financing. The left one shows the evolution of light vehicle, and the right one shows delinquency per vintage on motorcycle origination. Both clearly show the effects of the complete review that we have done here in Banco Pan. On the next page, we can see the evolution of payroll deductible loans. In 2014, we granted $5.4 billion in payroll deductible loans, 64% more than we did in 2013. In the fourth Q, there was this was $2.2 billion, even higher growth compared to the last quarter, influenced by changes, as I mentioned, in this specific segment. But despite of that, it was an important evolution on a year basis. With this result, payroll loan portfolio has evolved well, reaching $3.9 billion. And we also showed the origin of our production, where the INSS, our pensioners, remains as a as the biggest segment with 40%. On page 11, we see corporate lending, which granted $3.9 billion in 2014, 25% higher than 2013. In the quarter, the volume was $1.3 billion, almost 60% over last quarter. Thus, the expanded credit portfolio reached a balance of $4.2 billion at the end of December 14, 26% higher than the balance of December 13. In the bottom left figure, we can see the high diversification of origination by industry. And on the right side, we see that the high quality of the originated portfolio is a target, with 90% of the total loan portfolio rated between A and C. Here it's worth mentioning that we have a very low exposure to the companies mentioned in the ongoing investigations in Brazil, representing less than 0.25% of PAN's loan portfolio. Going to page 12, you notice that PAN granted 166 million of reais in real estate loans in the fourth Q. And this was a product that has undergone a major transformation over this year, over 2014, as we have done with other banks' products. And this involved systems change, more conservatism on credit, and team renewal. The portfolio evolved, closing 2014 at 767 million of reais. On page 13, we have the insurance premiums originated by PAN. And as I said before, the sale was completed this quarter. And at the same moment, PAN signed an agreement to originate insurance premiums for 20 years, receiving a fee. So this product continues to be important to the bank. And the pie chart we present below, the breakdown of premiums originated by PAN. And credit insurance remains as the main product with almost 81%. On page 14, we show the transaction volume evolution of PAN's credit card business line. This is an important product and has been gaining focus and expanded the transactional volume in 15% over the year, reaching 3.1 billion of reais in 2014. The increase for the quarter was 18%, and the credit card base closed 2014 with 1.8 million issued cards. As for funding shown on page 15, it continued its growth, reaching 20.3 billion of reais, 15% higher than the outstanding balance in December 13, supporting here the growth of the bank's assets. Besides the evolution of interbank deposits, we also see an increase in the volume of LCIs and LCAs, which reached 2.4 billion of reais. And here we have a very pulverized source of funding with very attractive rates. And the two charts below show the legacy's maturity. Both of them account for a little more than 1% only of the total funding of the bank. On page 16, we show the Basel ratio to the financial conglomerate, which was reinforced by the capital increase ended on August 14, and now strengthened by the results of the sale of Fund Seguros and Plan Corretora, reaching 18.7%, with 13.5% of Common Equity Tier 1. This quarter's operating margin stood at 1.5 billion. And here we conclude the presentation and open the session for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. As there seem to be no questions, I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Inácio Camina for his final remarks.
Again, I thank you all for the presence. Have a nice day. See you next quarter.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.